What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Steph, how would we feel if the Jacksonville Jaguars signed Liam Cohen, the OC that Coach Baker Mayfield, to 41 touchdown passes this season?
Oh.
How would we feel if he were to be hired to try to rehabilitate the career of one Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville?
I'm torn because... Liam Cohen, I'm trying to channel Tom Middlescreen, our listener, who likes to judge coaches by their physical appearance. I feel like there's a scruffiness to Liam Cohen that looks a little bit like old school football guy, but I feel like he might have a little too much of a waddle and a weak chin to be taken seriously as a head football coach.
Okay.
If we go completely and totally by that, I'm just not quite so sure about it. Now, the work that he's done with Baker Mayfield has been very, very good. He hasn't cured Baker Mayfield's interception issues or anything else like that. I would be more nervous about him than if the Jaguars sign a defensive-minded head coach. And with full disclosure, most of you who listen to the show know that I don't put as much stock into, hey, hire an offensive guru to go handle your quarterback. Because it doesn't really tell me whether the guy's actually a good head coach or not.
Yeah.
Like, first and foremost, hire a guy who's got great leadership skills and all of that. The thing is, in Jacksonville, though, this next coach might be the final say on whether Trevor Lawrence is genuinely a good NFL quarterback or not.
Yes.
And, like, so this guy, if there's a scary Trevor Lawrence in there, Liam Cohen might be the guy to do it. So I would prefer that they not go with Liam Cohen.
If you look at this division, I think the Texans are way out in front of everybody right now. They're way out in front of the Colts, way out in front of the Titans, and they're way out in front of the Jaguars,
yeah,
both by record and I think just by makeup of the team. And if anything, that win over the Chargers hammered that point home and probably created an even bigger delta, at the very least perception-wise, created a bigger delta. The Texans are one of the last eight teams standing in football, and they deserve to be. They deserve to be one of the last eight teams standing in football. They dominated the Chargers in that playoff game as an underdog in that game. The thing that can close the gap the quickest in the AFC South on the Texans is someone unlocking what we thought Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be. That's the thing that can make, that's the one element among all three of those teams. Because I think Anthony Richardson is unsalvageable, in my opinion. I think he's always going to be a sub 50% passer of the football. Trevor Lawrence, we've seen him play at high levels at the pro level before, you know?
Right. No, and the big thing, not to get off on an Anthony Richardson tangent, but like the biggest thing is, okay, he looked better when he came back, but part of that was they ran him twice as often as they had before, and lo and behold, he ends up with back spasms.
Yeah, not sustainable.
The guy is the classic guy who is so freakishly athletic that it might be too much for his own body to handle. Like, he's going to get injured all the time. He's been injured every year since his senior year in high school.
Yep.
So, when it comes to the Jaguars, I think one of the biggest knocks on Liam Cohen is that, okay, well, he doesn't have much of a track record. All right, well, you can say the same thing about Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, various other guys that he's done well in his first crack at the bat. So there's a wild card element in an unknown quantity to him that, even if the Jaguars, if the worst thing that happened was the Jaguars' offense ends up being really good, but he's not a good head coach and the defense is bad, guess what? They're still a better team than they are this year.
Dude, Doug Peterson literally won a Super Bowl, and he flunked out as the Jags coach. You know what
I
mean?
I don't get too
wrapped up in that. Deion Sanders is number two on the – by the way, Liam Cohen minus 110 to be the next coach of the Jags, which means it's basically him versus the field. You risk 100. It's, it's essentially a coin flip shot at minus 110. You risk 110 to win 100. Deion Sanders is second on the board for two of the six current openings. There's six openings right now, with the Patriots having filled theirs with Mike Vrabel. We'll hear from him in a second. Deion is 3-1 to be the next Cowboys head coach, behind only Kellen Moore, who used to be the OC there. He's the Philly OC. And he's 2-1 to be the Raiders' next head coach, behind Ben Johnson, who is essentially 1.5-1. Ben Johnson's the favorite for two jobs, Bears and Raiders.
Okay, so if I were Jerry Jones, I would set down my glass of Johnny Walker Blue and I would ask myself, Jerry, this might be the last go-round we have here at hiring a head coach.
Yeah.
Because unless I hire Deion Sanders and we win three Super Bowls, at which point I'll fire him because he's getting too much attention. So, it's that there's been this really ever since the first – we had Ross Tucker on earlier, and Ross Tucker said, I don't know at what point the Cowboys just seem to start caring more about making money than winning football games. That was from the inception. That was from the moment Jimmy Johnson got fired. There were players on that team. Michael Irvin will talk about this publicly, that, man, Jerry Jones just wanted to invite the circus in all the time. And Jimmy Johnson wanted to keep the circus out.
Yeah.
And Jerry couldn't live with not having the biggest spectacle in town. It's been like that since the inception. So Jerry's got to find a guy that's okay with the circus, but that also is an actual football guy and can manage all those distractions. And Deion Sanders just seems like the absolute perfect fit
thrives,
for all of that.
Thrives on it. Yeah.
If you want to make more money, if you want to enliven your fan base and jack up ticket prices despite not winning, Deion's the guy.
Yeah.
And Dallas fans will jump on whole hog onto that.
Yep.
And you're going to get extra cameras around. You're going to get all of that. And Deion, I think, has the ability to relate to younger players. Mm-hmm. He's been a player himself, so he understands that part of it. Yeah, I think it's the perfect fit. I think unless it becomes a money thing and Deion wants like $40 million a year or something, I think it's a slam dunk. And I know Deion will have his reservations and what have you. It's a boatload of cash is always a big influence, and they sell it to him the right way. And not to mention just that I don't know if he still has his home in Dallas or not, but it's a perfect fit in so many capacities. I mean, it's a little bit of it's a more grand and extreme version of D'Amico coming back here.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels right. Yeah. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm guessing this just kind of feels right.
Right, yeah. It's D'Amico dragging two circus tents behind him, basically, is what it is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. Now, to be clear, the reports are that Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders discussed the Cowboys head coaching job. That can mean, how intense the discussions were. Because Deion, either through an interview or through a statement, because I've seen quotes from him since this report came out, he's reiterated how happy he is in Boulder. He loves the student body and the fans.
Which is what everybody says right up until they take the UT baseball job.
100%, Yep.
Tom Herman's going to be – he's still here, right? Because he was going to be here for life. And he is still alive. I saw he lost some weight. Yeah,
he's had two jobs.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aaron Glenn's a favorite for the Jets job and the Saints job. Aaron Glenn's the heaviest favorite on the board for any job right now. He's minus 200, which means 1-2 to get the Saints job.
I'm trying to figure out, as a friend and former teammate of Aaron Glenn, whether I want for him the Saints job or the Jets job. And obviously there's the Saints. This is what I'd say about the Saints. They've got and have had their salary cap issues and woes, but it wasn't anything that surprised them. That was a plan that they had the entire time they were trying to extend the Drew Brees era. They knew that they were going to have to pay the Piper at some point. And I respect them as a team that was able to manage that as well as they did.
Yeah.
And like as an organization, despite I know these last few years have kind of colored them differently because of all these basically pre-planned issues.
Yeah.
I think it's a better situation for him. The Jets makes... Look, he played for the Jets. He was a draft pick of the Jets. It was a different era and a better time when Parcells was there. I feel like New Orleans is a better organization.
I totally agree with that. I tell you now, like the cap situation you're inheriting is still a thing with the Saints. As you point out, it's not over yet. You know?
Right. But that's where it comes in. And this is one thing that Aaron has going for him on these interviews. Okay, D'Amico did a great job as a defensive coordinator in San Francisco, but he took over a defense that was already one of the best defenses in the league. Aaron took over a defense that was one of the worst defenses in the league in 2020. So he's been there through a long and sometimes very painful rebuilding and restocking defensively, and yet they've turned into a really good defense, and they've done it this year despite having a boatload of injuries.
Yes.
So if he goes to New Orleans, he's going to have the benefit of the doubt in terms of, all right, we have salary cap constraints.
Yeah.
It might be – I don't think there will be people that expect a quick turnaround.
Yes.
Not to say that it can't happen, but I think he'll get the benefit of the doubt that sometimes first-year coaches don't get, you know, even when it's obvious that it's a tough turnaround.
He's got a great doing more with less story in any interview, right? If you're interviewing with a team. And I think the Saints and the Jets are predisposed to loving Aaron Glenn because he played at both those places. You know, they know Aaron Glenn.
Right. And Aaron only spent 1 year as a player there. But at the end of his career, I think Aaron knew he was going to go into football when he was done. But he wasn't really sure whether it was going to be on the front office side of things or on the coaching side of things. And if I remember correctly, I'll fact check myself on this later. I can't remember what was reported and what my conversations were with Aaron about it. I think New Orleans knew that he was interested in that. So they've probably had discussions with him about stuff, and they know him as a mature leader and the guy that he was. So If I had to choose for him, I would choose New Orleans.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Last segment coming up. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. Advice from Gronk for a new head coach. And is this week's bye week comment from an ESPN talking head? We'll discuss that coming up next.